Honolulu Civil Beats Reality Check segment today looks at something called glamping. It's fancy camping, roughing it, but not really. Aaron Parachini has a story on a controversy that is brewing on the Garden Isle. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
You know, this glamping thing, I mean, my perception of it is someone comes and puts up a fancy tent and serves you fine food, but your story is a little different.
It's very different. It's about a resort that would follow a luxury trend that's happening all over the country in which glamorous camping, so-called glamping, is becoming a very high-end kind of hotel activity. And in this case, the new owners of the former Prince Hill Resort, which are redeveloping it as a health food, high-end health food, a health spa, not health food, have taken or want to take 3 holes of a 9-hole golf course in Princeville and convert it into a glamping resort, which would have permanent or semi-permanent canvas and wood structures with full baths on the former golf course holes, right butting up onto the property of people who now think they're living next to a golf course. So it's caused quite a community stir that is really has significance countywide and statewide, in the sense that there are many communities on our island and throughout Hawaii where people may have purchased property thinking that it was a golf course community, only to find out that the developers are empowered to develop it anyway, and that the so-called, or what people thought was, the perpetual open space isn't. And that's an ugly realization to which hundreds of people who live in Princeville now woke up a few months ago.
And you were tracking a meeting that happened this weekend, right, where they talked about this?
There was a residence meeting that was supposedly closed and private, at which some very spirited opinions were expressed. But it's clear that the community has sort of split. One faction wants to oppose and fight this development at all costs, indefinitely. But the president of the Homeowners Association, who is himself a lawyer, says that that would probably be fruitless long-term, and that ultimately the developer has deeper pockets than the community does.
So
and
the developer
really has people upset. It's the community is sort of looking at a situation where this whole concept of the community in which they were living could be turned on its head at a point in 2026, when a very obscure covenant that until that date safeguards the open space nature of the golf course, that expires.
Well, talk about that, because, you know, the developer is Starwood.
Starwood.
And they're saying what? There's a threat of building, you know, additional homes in that area?
It's an interesting, one might say, extortion strategy. They want to start the glamping resort. They want to start construction of that next year. They want to apply for permits in January. But if they're prevented from doing that, then what they're saying is that they will exercise their development right starting in 2026 to build hundreds of single-family homes on what is now a total of 27 holes of golf courses. And they hold a lot of the cards. It's also, there's some speculation that Starwood has a reputation in some quarters as flipping properties, and they've already said that they might sell part or all of this property if this controversy isn't resolved in their favor. But at the moment, there's a great threat level from the developer and a great fear level and anger level in the community.
So there's some thought that, okay, this is a lesser of those two evils.
Yes, yeah. But the people who have very strong feelings about glamping, and we're talking about something that would be $500 a night and up. So this is not just pitching a tent out by a tree. This is essentially a full-service resort in which the same room service and what have you, housekeeping, capabilities that would be available in the hotel will be available on the glamping site. There are noise issues, there are privacy issues, things that people have brought up that would alarm almost anyone if this was proposed to be in your backyard. And I guess we're back to the NIMBY,
right.
The NIMBY approach here, because in some cases, literally, of current Princeville residents, this would be in their backyards.
Okay, well, something to track in the new year. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you.
That was Alan Perichini with today's Reality Check. Head to civilbeat.org to read his story.